And it's time for our legal buzz. We do it on Monday mornings right around this time. And that means we bring in a Bridge legal advisor to share the knowledge. And that means this morning we say hello to Mr. David Ehler. How you doing, David?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Doing fine. It's good to talk to you. I know that as a lawyer, you often deal on the front lines with some serious situations and such. And I saw over the weekend you had a 21-year-old who was fatally shot in downtown Charleston on Bufane Street on Friday night. And it just led me to the question that is there a rise in crime going on in various parts of downtown Charleston? And why is there one, if there is one?
You know, I think the answer to that is, at least from the public perception, there is. One, because obviously we have great reporting that is continuous reporting and not just your daily paper printed and that's it, between Twitter and other types of social media where incidents are getting reported, and then our local websites related to the newspaper or, of course, different TV stations. So, yeah, we're seeing a lot more of it now than probably we did 5 years ago, just from a reporting standpoint. To the degree that actual numbers are up, it really depends on what type of crime. But one thing we're definitely seeing more of is potentially property crime, things like that, whether it be cars or things off people's porches. And then as far as the violent crime, you're starting to see just horrible situations like this 21-year-old man, being shot and killed. And unfortunately, a lot of that is drug-related. And you have folks coming in from other parts outside of downtown Charleston. And then you truly get into what is considered sort of turf wars and things like that. And this goes outside, of course, the domestic violence situation that has been a constant issue in South Carolina. And I think, obviously, definitely didn't see the numbers fall during the pandemic.
I was going to ask you, is the pandemic causing this, either from a financial hardship or just the frustrations that people are feeling in general, you think has something to do with it?
I think so, absolutely. Whether it be due to loss of jobs and unfortunately turning to going to the other side of the law in order to survive or profit. And then just the frustration in general, like you said, we've seen road rage incidents, things like that. Just a lot of stress on a lot of different people for different reasons that unfortunately caused this. But, one thing that I like to point out, and it doesn't matter if you live in downtown Charleston or Somerville or anywhere for that matter, is what you can do outside of what the police do. And that's always watching around your neighborhood, different cars that look, not familiar, buying either, your Ring camera, your Google Nest camera, those types of things are what can help police in investigations and can also help you or your neighbors if, in fact, some crime does occur. I know in my neighborhood, when we've had some issues, we all get on a chain together and you start reviewing the videos that everybody has at their house. And those cameras are fairly inexpensive, and while they don't stop crime, they at least can help aid in preventing future crimes.
No, that's a great point that you see oftentimes pictures of a suspect that's taken from a video camera, a Ring camera, or some security camera outside. That can play a major role in an investigation, can it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what police officers are always going to look for is, of course, witnesses, statements. They're going to, beat the streets, literally, whether it be a property crime or like the one we just referred to, this young man's murder. See who talks, and obviously that's probably the best way for them to collect information is learning from the folks around and then finding who actually maybe is the witnesses. But yeah, the cameras and recordings that have people that have nothing to do with the situation can get you things like a tag number, can get you the description of the individual that was around the time of the night that the person was shot, seen, and maybe somebody that was two blocks away, Nest video, that type of thing. So it really can aid.
No, it's a great reminder to everybody. If you see something, say something, even if it's on your camera, security camera, or something at their house, it can make a big difference in exonerating somebody or convicting somebody. You just don't know. That's why we got David Ehler here. We pick his brain and with the legal buzz. And David, how can people get in touch with you if they've got some legal questions and take advantage of your knowledge and experience, bud?
Yeah, easy as davidehler.com, also Facebook. And then we answer the phone 24/7 at 843-744-4444.
From Safe Sounds at Firefly, I put on a wristband that says David Ehler Law Offices. I'm like, the guy's everywhere, man.
How great is that Firefly
then? Oh, the setup is outstanding. I'm spoiled and ruined forever. I don't want to go back to the way that it was. It's like everybody has their own VIP box. And I know the Around the Bend setup is also just like that. I like that. I very much like that.
Yeah, you know, for anybody that's listening out there that hasn't had a chance to go, get some friends, bring some family. It's very socially distant, and they do such a great job out there at Firefly. It is excellent. I've not been to the one at the Bend yet, but I've heard great things about that one as well.
I've been to Firefly a few times, and I'm going to Around the Bend this Saturday for Halloween night. We hope everybody has a safe Halloween when we move the clocks back an hour, and the kids, some of them will be out there trick-or-treating, and it'll be a full moon, so a confluence of events there. And David, always good to talk to you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Y'all have a great week and have a safe Halloween.
All right, there he goes, David Ayler with your Legal Buzz.